Clip there from Banastrand, the first movement in the Casement Sonata, which is a new sonic installation and ambient poem created by Gavin Friday in collaboration with the poet James McCabe. And as you may have picked up from those lyrics, it's an homage to Roger Casement, a man that James and Gavin describe as the most elusive and contentious figure behind the Easter Rising. Gavin Friday is with me now. That's quite a statement to make about that man. How elusive is he?
He, to me, what I find very attractive about the man is he is this sort of defiant outsider. As a young kid, I'm old enough to remember before nationalism became a dirty word with the Troubles. I remember going to the 50th anniversary of the Rising.
In 1966?
Yeah, as a little boy. And you know, Casement, he was there, but he was never really there. It was more the Pierce and the Connollys, and you know, the stations were called after these big guys. And he was a road in Northside Dublin 11, Casement Park. Now, I know there are other things, and they didn't bring back the body until 65, but he was always this sort of outsider that was, like, different. He was also sort of a sir. He was part of the dignified sort of British. He worked for the British Empire.
And the story that you tell throughout, it's across five different sections, really. Mm-hmm. And we start with Banastrand, which is that moment in the Rising. What does that moment tell us about where Roger Casement was on the eve of the Easter Rising, 1916?
He was in prison. He was in blackness. There's an extraordinary book called The Dream of the Celt, written by a South American man called Mario Vargas Llosa. And, you know, this man spent a lot of time in Peru as well as Congo. This book, it starts in blackness. I mean, Banastrand was Good Friday, they arrested him. Somebody leaked that he was coming in a U-19 submarine. And if you see the images of it, it looks like four metal bins with a load of 20,000 arms he convinced the Germans to give him. He knew how to smuggle guns because the Belgian Empire and the Brits smuggled arms into Peru and Congo for other reasons. So he became a volunteer and brought in these arms. Banastrand was the moment where he realised, OK, game over for me, Good Friday. The Rising on the Sunday, or the Easter Monday, he didn't know. He was arrested. And in the book, The Dream of the Celt, it opens in blackness. And he didn't know until his trial started. Did the Rising happen? He didn't know. He didn't know that they executed the leaders of the Rising in Dublin. And he didn't know that they exposed his black diaries all over the press, the Times. He didn't know all of this until he got out for the trial. So, I mean, the man was in limbo. And we take that on, this sort of debt-pending limbo when he hits Banastrand. And then we go into flashback to Congo and Peru.
So the way then that yourself, Gavin, and poet James McCabe approach this, James, did he set you out, would give you the set of lyrics and then you work the music into it? How did the collaboration actually play out?
It was a strange thing in that myself and James have been working together. I mean, James is based in Munich, in Germany. And he, for some coincidence, he went to the same school. He's from the same area as me. And he contacted me about 2-3 years ago, throwing different projects at me. And we're developing a few different projects, like one for theatre, some soundtrack stuff. We're even talking about little novels. So it was this working relationship. During last year, something in me went, I want to do something for the centenary of the Rising. I think it more, I'd have to ask the Fionn O'Hanover, which is my baptismal name, why, but I wanted. And I wasn't engaging with what was going down here. I was running away from O Roshi the Vahawalya, running away fast. And I wanted to pick something. And when I heard that people like the Hugh Lane and were taking Casement, and I went, that's the guy. And I'd become quite enamoured with him. So I threw that idea out there. And myself and James sort of ping-ponged. It's sort of writing what happened, then I would add, he would take, and then we'd go in and write and record. So we were making it up as we were going along.
You said there that, you know, that one of the things that you don't, we start on Bannerstrand and then you go into, you know, flashback, if you like. And you look back at the life of Casement as very much, you know, a stalwart of the British Empire initially. Yes. He was a knight, in fact, wasn't he?
He was a knight and a sir, and it was when he went there, I mean, he did not know what he was going to experience.
Particularly in the Congo you're talking about.
The Congo and Peru, I mean, the narrative really goes there. But this man basically set the train tracks for Amnesty International, you know, and was like printing these reports worldwide. And I don't think they were too happy. I think them knighting him and embracing him was almost like, come in, shut up, come in. And then he turned around and he says, well, there's no way around this. Empire is evil. And look what they're doing to my own hometown, my own country. And that's where he went, goodbye. And he became an Irish volunteer.
I want to listen to a section from the Congo part of the sonata. What was the sort of the overall emotion informing this, if you like?
I think, the exoticness. Because, like, I mean, you know, an Irishman, even though he was a very learned and travelled Irishman, going to the Congo, like, alone. But it also stirred up certain things. It stirred up his sexuality, where he was a repressed homosexual, and then became an active homosexual with certain men in the Congo. So we're dabbling in a few things here.
section there from the Congo movement within the Casement Sonata that Gavin Friday and poet James McCabe have. I suppose it's an installation that you've made for the Hugh Lane Gallery. What exactly will we see and hear if we go to the gallery, Gavin?
Well, you'll hear the whole piece, which is 58 minutes long. You will see certain graphics that I've put up and visual imagery, worked with the photographer Barry McCall, and I worked with a graphics guy called Redman, a.k.a. I wanted the piece to be quite meditative, so it's seated, so you can see, but I painted the whole room blue. One of the last words the man wrote in his diaries was, it's one of the quotes, we took a lot of the quotes from his diaries, death is not dark, only a deeper blue. And we took that and we made the room, we started visually to make it blue, and then we had sort of various images taking on the mosquito and the butterfly, the sort of the vampire empire, the mosquito, the bloodsucker, and then the beauty, the trapped beauty of the butterfly. So it's playing, but almost like touchstones to open up. Really, this is a movie for the head, but there's no visuals.
Having got to the end of the project and all of that you've described to us there, what did you say the baptismal name was again?
Fionnuala.
So Fionnuala O'Hanava.
So
is Fionnuala O'Hanava, is he any happier? Do you think he understands Casement any better now than he did earlier on in his life? And does Gavin Friday understand him better after this?
Absolutely. He nearly killed me. I nearly ended up in the Congo. The opening line of the whole piece is, I am Roger Casement. So I reached into not only the musician and the sound composer, but also the actor in me. So I went there, and a lot of the way we performed it, I wanted it quite sort of spontaneous. So they were like live takes in theatre when we were recording it, rather than take two of the vocal. So, yes, I think I wore his suit for a few months, yes.
Gavin Friday there talking to me about the Casement Sonata, and you can see and hear, experience that Casement Sonata at Dublin City Gallery, the Hugh Lane. It starts at 12 p.m. and 3 p.m. Tuesdays through until Sunday, and it's there until the 21st of August, and that will include the anniversary of Roger Casement's execution, which is the 3rd of August. HughLane.ie is the web.
Sort of cracking up laughing.
I think Bono said yes.
When we were in Dublin in the late 70s, there was massive unemployment.
Must become aware depression of the essentially new features,
you know, the
which distinguish a free society as the definite negation of the established society. And we must begin formulating these features, no matter how metaphysical, no matter how utopian, I even say no matter how ridiculous, we may appear to the normal people in all camps on the right.
Befreiung marschiert.
Skuld, der Blinde der Scheinheit und der Freiheit. Kultur wird zur Dekadenz, Jugend wird führt zur Traditionen gebrochen, Staaten gesprengt, Völker verbrannt und freies Denken verboten. Die falschen Härten verbrennen unsere Zeichen, die uns verbinden. Sie verführen uns in eine kranke Gesellschaft, die der Menschen fremd ist. Wir sind Verräter um unsere Existenz. Wir sind Verräter um unsere Existenz. Männer, die Erkenntnis reiht sich ein, die Legion verwirrt, Befreiung marschiert. Befreiung marschiert. Siegessicher glauben sie zu sein, wenn sie die Masse berauschen, die Seelen uns rauben. Menschen, die Maschinen, ohne Wille und Kraft, die Augen verbunden, die Ohren taub, das Herz entrissen und die Tat programmiert. Und die Tat programmiert. Freie Revolution. Richtet sich auf für den Menschen. Freie Revolution ist der Beginn gegen die moralische Auflösung. Religion formiert, Befreiung marschiert. Befreiung marschiert. Freie Revolution. Für ein freies Europa.
Wir leben im Kapitalstaat.
become aware of the essentially new features which distinguish a free society as the definite negation of the established societies, and we must begin formulating these features, no matter how metaphysical, no matter how utopian, I even say no matter how ridiculous, we may appear to the normal people in all camps, on the right as well as on the left.
Europa. side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no job, had second hands. Moms bounced on old men. So then we moved to Shaolin land. A young youth, you're rocking the gold tooth. Low goose, only way I begin to G-York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. Rolling with this one and that one. Pulling out gats for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking wools at 16. And running up in gates and doing hits for high stakes. Making my way on fire skates. No question I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question, I will flow off and try to get the dough off. Sticking up right, boys on board court. My life got no better. Same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong route. So I got with a sick tight click and went all out. Catching keys from cross seas, rolling in MPVs. Every week we made 40 G's. Yo, brothers, respect mine. I ain't gonna take now. Bam, move from the gate now.
Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
It's been 22 long, hard years. I'm still struggling. Survival got me bugging, but I'm alive on arrival. I peep at the shape of the streets to stay awake to the ways of the world deep. A man with a dream, with plans to make cream. Was fail. I went to jail at the age of 15. A young buck selling drugs and such, who never had much, trying to get a clutch on what I could not touch. The court played me short, now I face incarceration. Pacing, no one upstates my destination. Handcuffed in back of a bus, 40 of us. Life as a shorty shouldn't be so rough. But as the world turned, I learned life was hell. Living in the world no different from a cell. Every day I skate from Jake's, giving chase, selling bass, smoking bones in the staircase. Though I don't know why I chose to smoke cess. I guess that's the time when I'm not depressed. But I'm still depressed, and I ask, what's it worth? Ready to give up, so I seek the old earth. Who explain working hard may help you maintain. To learn to overcome the heartaches and pain. You got stick up kids, corrupt cops, and crack rocks and stray shots. All in a block that stays hot. Leave it up to me while I be living proof. To kick the truth to the young black youth. When shorties running wild, smoking cess, drinking beer. And ain't trying to hear what I'm kicking in his ear. Neglected for now, but yo, it got to be accepted. That what? The life is hectic.
Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
Thank you. Dear.